This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
5 o'clock fire.
DeBrooks ahead to Şengün, gets it across. Şengün will drive over the shoulder. Got too cute.
Can't run from that free throw line. You cannot run from the free throw line. Hold the ball. They got to come foul you.
17 Houston turnovers.
Man, they got a lot in there, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
Three cutesies.
And that. And that 19 seconds, that's under
got
20. We got it.
Cute.
Yeah, he did. He broke it down. Got too cute.
Got too cute.
Can't run from that free throw line.
Too cute.
And then he snuck in. 17 Houston turnovers. But with all that, they did get a dub last night, Clint. And a good win for them as they keep pace with the Lakers, who won last night. They virtually have the same record. They're sitting there in the four spot, still two back of the two spot with behind Memphis and the Nuggets. So a big win last night for them. They do play another back-to-back. They host the Spurs tonight. No Wimby, obviously he is out, and no Greg Popovich. They've both been out. But De'Aaron Fox is still there. And I think if you heard us just having a conversation with Brandon Scott during Rockets Report, it's the thing that I've been talking about with this team the last several years, and I think they've gotten much better with it this year, but we saw it. They sometimes drop down, especially with Fred not being on the field, and Fred's not going to play, nor will Tari Eason tonight. But that is, they drop their level of competition,
yeah,
and they'll lose a game like they did against the Jazz.
Look, they desperately need Fred VanVleet back. There's no doubt about it. I've said it multiple times. I think they're a different team when they're not whole. Now they don't have Fred VanVleet in a back-to-back. They don't have Tari Eason. So that takes away one of your better defenders and a key role player, if not a starter. So, yeah, I mean, this is obviously in back-to-backs like this, it's going to be a different-looking Rockets team. Jock Landale is going to get a lot more run than he typically does, and you know, it's just who the Rockets are right now. I tell you though, man, it's a statement when you can beat a team as good and as healthy, at least with their stars, as the Bucks. When you can win ugly, when you can win without your best ball, when you can win making that many mistakes and turning the basketball over as many times as they did, that's a really, really good sign.
Yeah,
I mean, there were multiple times in that game, Ron, where I looked up and I thought, "Man, the Rockets are trailing. They got to be in jeopardy of Bucks running away with this one." Hell, I look up and they're up 3 or 4 points. So, you know, as tough as it is to watch at times, man, it's when you can win ugly, it's a beautiful thing.
All right, let's see if they can have one of those mature nights tonight, get a dub, take care of business on the second part of a back to back against a Spurs team that they're just flat better than right now. And by the way, it's an ESPN game, so of course it starts at 9 o'clock down there. 8:40 tip-off. It's going to be later than that, trust me. Probably be closer to 9 o'clock. And West Coast basketball today, except it's been played in Houston.
It got too cute!
5 o'clock fire.
All right, the big game last night, Clint, was the Lakers hosting the Mavs, which means this is the first time that Luka Doncic has played against the Dallas Mavericks since the trade happened. The Lakers won the game in a tight game, which, you know, there's no Anthony Davis. They've got a couple of other bigs that are out. as well. So they were shorthanded, the Mavericks. But it was a much tighter game than many people anticipated, as Klay Thompson and then Kyrie let everybody know who Kyrie was again. But Luka did get a triple-double in this game. He said he is glad it is over and it is behind him, but they get the dub. That was an interesting one to watch, and everything was about Luka. And then by the end of it, it seemed like the old teammates Kyrie and LeBron said, "No, we gonna make sure y'all don't forget we in this game too."
Do they have the Mavs on their schedule? They gotta go back to two.
Oh yeah, they gotta
go to Dallas.
Yeah, Nico gets to have it at home.
Oh, that is gonna be nasty.
Next month.
Oh, we gotta figure out.
That's why I said, man. I said earlier, I want to see if Parker can get his credentials to go to that.
that's gonna be.
There ain't no chance. You know how packed that puppy's gonna be.
It's gonna be thick, man.
Yeah. That one's. Look, I was impressed with the Lakers, how they hung in there. I'm sorry, with the Mavs, how they hung in there without AD and them. But boy, I thought, and Tyler, you were smart not to do this. I thought Luka was about to just go smooth off. He had about 10 in the first 5 or 6 minutes, and then he just kept staring down that GM.
And then he just started filling up that damn stat sheet in every other category, too.
And then, as he said after the game, I just didn't have it. He couldn't hit the backside of the bar. My man was 6 of 17. My man scored 10 points in the first, like, 4 or 5 minutes, and then 9.
That over-the-head no-look when he was driving the lane pass out to the perimeter.
In the shooting pocket for Austin Reeves.
Yeah. That was clean.
Yeah, I did. Yep. I just, what do you do with that? I mean, he's right on.
Made me basketball horny.
He's right on the torch. By the way,
I don't know that I've ever, like, I feel probably better than I should about the Lakers, in a sense of, like, everybody keeps talking about their ability to match up this guy and that guy. And I get it. Basketball's about matchups a lot of time. Just with those dudes, starting with LeBron, obviously, but I mean, with that crew, like, there's just multiple ways they can win.
The thing that's getting me is, I don't even know that I want to, I'm not even know if I'm ready or. And this is somebody pulling for the Lakers. I don't know that I'm ready to take it serious. Like, are they going to really play this level of defense? they held them under, you know, around 100 points, if not under.
If Luka really wants to stick it to the Mavs, play great defense.
Well, he is going James Harden. Hey, go
Honey look. Buds?
No, go look at Luka. And the photo when he arrived to L.A., whenever we saw him that first game in his uniform in L.A., yeah. He had on a half shirt. He had a shirt underneath it. Luka looks like he's lost 12 to 15.
I told you that day. Like, I said, L.A. life.
Like, it's not John Singleton, but it is no. Like, coming, to me, baby. It's noticeable. He doesn't have the shirt on underneath anymore.
Still smoking that hookah, though. That ain't got no calories.
No, yeah, he's not going to get that up. Yeah, he's smoking them camels. All right, coming up, we heard from Nick Caserio today at the Combine talking about maybe the most important man who is tasked to try to fix the biggest problem and issue on this team. We'll let you hear what he had to say and see if it makes you feel better about that situation. That's coming up next.